Lord spoke to Moses saying, tell the sons of Israel to take a contribution for me. From everyone whose heart moves him, you shall take my contribution. This is the contribution which you are to take from them. Gold, silver, and bronze. Violet, purple, and scarlet material. Fine linen, goat hair. Ram skins dyed red. Fine leather, acacia wood. Oil for lighting. Balsam oil for the anointing oil. And for the fragrant incense. Onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod. And for the breastpiece. Have them construct a sanctuary for me. So that I may dwell among them according to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture. So you shall construct it.
Now they shall construct an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out. You shall overlay. And you shall make a gold mold and around it. You shall also cast 4 gold rings for it and fasten them on its 4 feet. 2 rings shall be on one side of it and 2 rings on the other side of it. And you shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the side. The ark to carry the ark with them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark. They shall not be removed from there. You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. And you shall make top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give to you. There I will meet with you, and from above the atoning cover, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about every commandment that I will give you for the Son.
You shall also make a table of acacia wood, two cubits long and one cubit wide and one and a half cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it. And you shall make for it a rim of a hand width around it. And you shall make a gold border for the rim around it. You shall also make four gold rings for it. You put rings on the four corners, which are on its four legs. The ring shall be close to the rim, as holders for the poles to carry the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, so that with them the table may be carried. You shall also make its dishes, its pans, its jars, and its libation bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me continually.
Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand, its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers shall be of one piece with it. Six branches shall go out from its sides, three branches of the lampstand from its one side, and three branches of the lampstand from its other side. Three cups shall be shaped like almond blossoms on the one branch, a bulb and a flower, and three cups shaped like almond blossoms on the other branch, a bulb and a flower. The same for six branches going out from the, and on the lampstand four cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers. The bulb shall be under the first pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the third pair of branches coming out of it, for the six branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches shall be of one piece with it. All of it shall be one piece of hammered work of pure gold.
And you shall make its lamps seven in number, and they shall mount with zoabs to shed light on the space in front of it.
Its tongues and its trays shall be of pure gold.